Good afternoon, and welcome to We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And it's really hot in here today. We're going to sound all dreamy because we can't expend any, we can't be our normal silly selves because if we, you know, move around or wave our arms or anything, the air conditioning's out here.
Yeah. So picture Reading in the summertime, 100 plus degrees, no air conditioner, no fan.
Just in case you're unfamiliar with our geography and you're listening online from somewhere else around the world, Reading is only 2 miles from the sun.
That's right.
So it gets really hot here.
I'll give you a tip, though, when it's hot like this. Turn the lights off, and your brain makes you think it's 15 degrees cooler.
That's right. We're sitting here. Oh, you know what? We could bring up pictures of polar bears on our screen while we're talking.
Oh, yeah. That's at least 5 degrees right there.
Oh, man. So anyway, we're in here in the dark. We're going to talk to our friends, Lyle and Jim. So it's the 25th of August when we're actually airing this the first time of 2019. Happens to be my birthday, and... So I'm one step closer to 60. I'm 58 this time. And so the perfect birthday song, of course, is the one that John Boehner used to do in the House of Representatives.
Yes.
This is your birthday song.
It doesn't last too long.
Hey. There you go.
There.
Why doesn't every restaurant in the world use that one, huh? It would be a lot less annoying.
Yeah, it'd make your dinner a lot better than listening to somebody's birthday song.
Nothing sets Bill off more than the birthday song.
Well, it would be okay if they sang, but they scream.
They scream and yell
and clap their little check things together, and come on.
But full confession,
so third grade.
If you're out with friends and Bill's there and Bill has to like go to the bathroom or something, the really fun part is to tell the waiter it's his birthday.
Yeah.
And then when they head for the table, he's like, no, it's not my birthday.
Oh, sure. It's fun for you.
And of course, we're all, no, he's lying. It never gets old either, which is just sad. And we know that.
No comment. I could go on and on about that.
So you can find everything about us at wethepeopleradio.us. You can get our phone numbers. You can get our email addresses. You can catch the archives for the last mostly almost 10 years. And got shows on all sorts of different stuff. If you would like some in-depth knowledge on China, South Africa, Islam, environmentalism, marijuana... Tons of stuff. But I've got those clustered on the top. So all the shows we've done and on veterans issues, actually, too. So I've pulled all those shows into headers at the top of the page so it makes it easier for you to search. Today is going to be like a part two from last week. We did a swift title change. We called it Witches, Warlocks, High Priests, and the Dark State.
That's a mouthful.
So pretty much we could talk about almost anything. It's mostly bad. We did play some good evil songs last week. There's some good evil songs out there. And so we've got Dr. Lyle Rapacki, and we have Jim Stockstill. They are conferenced in on the same phone calling us. So from a technical standpoint, we have reached a milestone here. just want to point that out.
Can I ask this question now?
Uh-oh, but you sound like you're 10 miles away from the conferencing line.
We are, and this is rather unique. But
go closer to the phone. You're too far away, Lyle. We seriously can't hear you. You're like, it sounds like you're in Lilliput.
Let me ask Bill because I know I won't get a real answer from Aaron. So, hey, Bill, can I charge the station for this phone call? I'm just asking.
I would.
Yes, you can. They're 3 months behind on their bills, but go ahead and send it on in, and we'll
and mail it to.
Obviously, they are, Bill, because the air conditioning turned off.
Ooh, should joke about those things. Sorry, Carl.
that explains why my $1.85 check is not here.
Okay. So Jim, you say something. Let's see if we can hear you better. we can hear Jim, but Lyle, you seriously, I mean, it's really hard when we try to say things that are serious because we're usually screwing around. But you do sound really far away from your phone. Are you close to your phone? Can you become closer?
Around my neck.
Can you become closer? Closer.
That's a little
closer.
No. Are you serious? You can barely hear me?
Yeah, you're pretty faint.
Oh, that's a little better, though. Yeah, I can hear you.
We've got your sound up full blast.
I'll talk to Bill.
He's got
I'll shoot some hand signs to her, and she'll
I thought you were going to shoot him to Lyle. I was going to say, we haven't invented that technology yet. But you know what? Actually, we've got our laptops up, so maybe the Chinese could pipe it over to you. Sure, I'm sure they're watching Bill through his camera there in his tablet. And the Russians. It's hard to know who's doing it. It's everybody doing it. Everybody's watching everybody.
Yeah, we got to cut him some slack. He's a little disappointed right now. So, you know, I told him that I was able to publish 25 white papers this past week.
Yeah. Back to the white papers.
He's a little, he's a little bummed out. You know, I had 25 staples and I've got them out. So it will go on my resume now that I'm, you know, doing white papers.
Jim goes out in a windstorm, opens up a ream of papers. Oh, there you go. There's my 500 white papers.
I am never going to talk about I am never going to do another white paper, and I'm not going to tell you all about it anymore.
No, I wouldn't.
I call them the Seinfeld papers. They're about nothing. Because there is nothing.
Oh, this is really a fun
one. Oh, you kids.
I'm hanging the phone up now. Good luck, Jim.
Well, the bad news is if you hang up, then doesn't Jim get disconnected? Isn't that how this chain...
It's like that bone he ties around his neck. He's got that phone around his neck now, so he can't go anywhere. So I'm good.
You can't beat a good tether. Okay, so you fellers, where do you want to start today? Because we talked about a lot of scary bad things last week, and today's part two of scary bad things, and we've got about...
Okay.
Let's see, we got about 3 minutes till our first break, so who wants to...
Okay, let me start something, and then I think Jim can pick right up on it after the break. We were discussing last week the deep state, dark state, and the difference, and there is a clear difference. I wrote a paper or two on them. You guys were gracious enough to post them so people can go and look at what at least my opinion of dark state, deep state is. Real quickly for listeners listening now, the deep state are people who are career people in the Washington, D.C. swamp, and they are so sophisticated. They know how to stop things. They know how to put paper or a file on the wrong tray, for instance. They can really gum up the works of government and have, and we've seen evidence of it these last couple of years. They're also so ensconced that they have developed their own power networks, and they really don't fear being exposed or having anybody criticize or correct them. The dark state is a whole different animal. The deep state people, in a lot of sense, work for the dark state. The dark state are the controlling globalists that are pulling all the strings to collapse sovereignties. The United States, for instance, the border, where we drop the border and we open it up, and the United States no longer has a sovereign border, Canada or Mexico, because the United States will become part of the North American Union, which will be one region. And so you take all the countries of the world and they put them into 10 regions. So no longer do we have sovereignty or nationalism. We have a global community, a one world government, and that's what's being fought over right now. So in talking about anything from the Supreme Court nominees to political nominees to Mr. Trump's legislative agenda, all of that is flying into the face of the globalists, and they are livid. Hillary was supposed to have been in, and by now she would have had a lot of the FEMA camps set up. She would have had people who were disagreeing with her and the globalist community either silenced in one form or another. We're seeing some of this happen on Facebook, on other medias where they're screening conservatives, screening Christians. They're not allowing them to post. And this is just the beginning of what's coming. So maybe I took us right to the break.
You mostly did.
Yeah.
We'll call it good.
I think maybe the reason we don't have any AC is they've targeted us as well and figured if they shut our air off, then we're off the air. You're going to have to hit a little harder than that, though.
Hey, wait a minute. Are they the ones making it 100 degrees out?
It could be.
Oh, what the heck?
Could be.
Yeah, the global warming is working against us today. We shouldn't have made fun of it so many times. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People, We the Sweaty People. We'll change it. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back.
Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
We finally found a song for you.
Okay, I want to say something, and then Jim's going to do it. But Aaron, it is your birthday today, correct?
Yeah, that's why we sang the birthday song, the shortest one ever.
I got it. No, I got it. And you don't look a day past 65. You really don't.
And here in the dark?
Really, seriously, Aaron. No, Aaron, really, seriously, don't. And second...
And she tells him.
You know something, the $1.87 check that still hasn't shown up. Keep it. There's your birthday. Go out and have some coffee.
And she tells me I have a face for radio. Come on.
Oh, man.
I just ran out to the car in the 100-degree heat to cool off so I could get a little fan that I knew that I had left in the car from the fair. I'm like, I got a little fold-out fair from who are these people? One of our local churches, God love them, they're on Alta Mesa Drive, and they handed out little fans at the fair, and I left it in the car. Bonus!
Yeah, that's...
Be quiet. Woman, take over.
We'll be fighting over that.
The woman with a beard at the fair is pretty neat, you know, if you want to go look at that person. But
hey, you've obviously been to our fair.
You don't have to pay to see that at our fair.
Yeah, that's just every day. You go to Winco for that. Speaking of Winco, there was someone there with tattoos on their face yesterday. Last night we went to the grocery, and there's somebody there with I should post that picture because I got to tell you, it was truly frightening.
I don't think you better do that.
Oh, probably better not? Okay. I'm taking this person's picture who has their hair shaved up the sides. I was having a hard time deciding if it was male or female, and then it had tattoos all over its forehead, which was a little bit and then it had pretty much everything on its face pierced. And as I'm taking the picture, they're giving me the evil eye. I was like,
they're gonna jump me in the parking lot.
I'm gonna have to caption that one while they catch you taking the picture of them in the grocery store. But, I mean, really and truly, why do you put a tattoo right across your... I mean, it wasn't like words across your forehead. It was like a... You know what it looked like? It looked like the kind of fencing you put around a garden.
It was lattice work.
Yeah, lattice work. That's the stuff. And it was really... It was like right across the... I mean, from like ear to ear, like over the top. I'm thinking, what? So I had to take a picture, and then I kind of got caught.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Please, my relatives in Louisiana that are listening. This is an exaggeration. She has not been to Louisiana. It's not you, my cousin, she's talking about. So I want you to know. I'm on this show, but I don't agree with her on that.
That's why these shows are for entertainment purposes only, and the guests and the hosts are...
So you had them excited.
I forgot the disclaimer, but it's long.
Yeah, you had them all excited because you got Cajun air conditioning, and then you go mention half my relatives.
We are sliding.
I'm really glad you guys prepared for this show, but it's going to be harder to do than you thought.
It's a Seinfeld show.
So far, the show is about nothing.
It's followed my white paper. I think it is.
It's totally Lyle's fault. Every time Lyle gets on here, it turns into this.
I did want to start off with something that my good friend Bill, who loves birthdays, had to say last week. He said that as long as the economy is doing well, it serves as a distraction, and people are not really paying attention. And that I thought about that over and over, and I remember that a mutual friend of Lyle and I is a three-star general. And he had mentioned to me one time, he said, you know, the enemy always has a vote, and they always participate. But I looked and I thought about that, Bill, and I said, you know, evil never takes a day off. Everyone else may not be thinking about it, but the plans and the churning and what they want to do to destroy this nation, they don't take a day off. They continue, and with Ginsburg and the possibility of that taking place, I'm sure they're lining up a strategy, the monies, There were almost fist fights in the Senate confirmation hearing with Judge Kavanaugh last time. I think in the room behind the Senate chambers, there were almost fist fights. Lyle and I were talking beforehand. This will be a civil war like we've never seen.
Oh, man.
If this comes to pass. But we're just thinking that, you know, they don't take a day off, but something else just has irritated me. You look at the players, and we could go through it, and people wouldn't know half the names or half the organizations. What I'm disgusted at personally over the last month or so is all of the people that are in the deep state take marching orders from the dark state, and it's compartmentalized. So most of them don't even know who it is. They have a contact, and their funding comes in, and instructions are given. Well, these are very compartmentalized, all the way up to the final group of 300. Then it goes down to 30, and then down to 12 into the very, very pit of the dark state. But what I'm finding is in pulpits around the country, which, sadly enough, many of these are part of deep state. These are participants in the deep state. They are beginning to try and redefine socialism and to make it acceptable, and using the name of the Lord to say, well, he was a socialist. And just look, for example, when he fed 15,000 at one time and spread the wealth around the food, and he did it another time. And the early disciples had, you know, when they first started the church after his ascension, they started home groups, cell groups, and many of those people sold property they had, and they combined it into one. And so everyone had food and had places to meet, cell groups. And now we have these talking heads behind pulpits. They're just as evil as anyone else. And yet their wolves in sheep's clothing are now beginning to redefine for us, using scripture, what socialism is. And that's really what Jesus was all about. And I don't think that Jesus was all about socialism. I think it's just another part of that movement towards trying to turn this nation towards socialism and towards the open borders and open society, where the elite control our thoughts, the elite control the ideas, they control the food, they control the schooling, they control education, the judicial. So that's, you know, one piece of it. The others I can take, but when you have people standing behind pulpits in different either parishes or congregations or whatever ecumenical setting it's in, it's very disappointing to know an all-out effort to try and brainwash the people and convince them that socialism is the way to go. And what Bernie Sanders used to highlight as Venezuela, you never hear that anymore. That they changed that history. That he never said that. And you look at Venezuela now, and they can't probably eat, no diapers, no medication, and those types of things. So I wanted to make that one point of the deep state and the dark state, that the players that you will hear in the months and in 2020 that will come out not only in deep state, but as we discuss in a few minutes, more of the dark state arena with the pedophilia is going to surprise the people in the country.
Well, didn't
any thoughts on that, Lyle?
Yeah, didn't Bernie Sanders hold them up in the last election as a model of socialism, and here we are.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
2-3 years later.
You know, with their Petrobras, some of the others, they are one of the wealthiest as far as oil reserves in that whole region, and yet it's squandered because you get a dictator. And then it shouldn't be surprising, and I don't know if it was Lyle or someone had sent me some information. I know, Aaron, you had mentioned it last time, with San Francisco and some of these major cities that have been ran by Democrats for so long have become just refugee sites for not only those coming across the border, but so many homeless. And you have needles and things like that, drug use. Lyle had mentioned or sent me some intel the other day that just stunned me, and I don't know if he wants to mention that, and then I'll follow it up, or Lyle, do you want me to talk about it, or Let me know.
Okay. Are we going to a commercial, or do we have a couple of more minutes?
No, we got a couple more.
I'll do this, and then Jim can finish up on it. I sent out an Intel report yesterday, or the other day, sorry. That's in the public domain. It's not classified. L.A. is now experiencing a very serious medical problem with leprosy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's geez. Right. I saw that.
I knew they had typhoid, but they got
typhus,
leprosy now?
Yeah.
They typhus. Have typhoid. They have typhoid. They have several other bacterial infections, skin bacterial infections, et cetera. But they are now battling leprosy. And this is just the beginning of what is coming, I believe, and I'm not into shock and awe and all that goofy stuff, but this is what's coming when you have rampant diseases that are not being checked because you have so much of illness, so many people who have no medical histories, who've not been to doctors their entire lives, and then on top of that, they're put together in streets or in communities where the atrocity is compounded without proper running water, proper hygiene, et cetera, et cetera. So now L.A. is experiencing leprosy, and it's going to be spreading. And we have these Democrat cities from Oregon to Seattle down to even San Diego, now L.A., San Francisco. And then you come into the inner parts like Houston, Texas, Chicago, and others. They're going to be experiencing problems along these lines that they have never had to deal with. Our nation has never, not just in a long time, but have never had to deal with these things. And it's part of what I think is going to be the storm of justice that is coming to this country to have this country decide all over again, who will you follow, man or God, government or God, individuals, institutions of the Lord. We have walked away from our constitutional, we have walked away from our foundation as a nation, as I've written and published and we talked about on the show. And so I believe we're now beginning to see just the beginning of what happens when you walk away and do things on your own. So the Lord says, okay, go for it.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, he turns it over to a reprobate mind. I had in 86, when I ran for office, was invited to the only leprosy colony still in the United States, and went there twice before they shut it down. And to see that and experience it is biblical proportions. And then to think that that is now crossing our border, and you can say it's happenstance or it's an intentional way to completely overwhelm us from a health standpoint, cost standpoint, and lives that will be taken by some of these viruses.
Where was that, Jim?
This was about 30 miles outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's called Carville, and it was the only location. And like I said, being a high person in the party, they invited me out twice from a standpoint of legislation, getting more funding for, it's called the Hansen's Disease Center. And they, of all things, they tested leprosy there with the people, but they had a large laboratory where they tested leprosy on armadillos. That's one of the animals that carries leprosy. But when Lyle told me that, I thought, you know, we're going back to biblical things now that this nation hasn't faced in a long, long time.
No so, kidding.
They eventually shut that down, moved those out of the country, and it converted into something else. But it's interesting, if you're sitting there trying to eat lunch in the midst of one of those facilities, the only facility, and your heart goes out for them, but at the same time, there's a certain fear.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got to take a really quick break on this cheerful note. And bottom line is, for all those people who don't know what leprosy is, you could just bust out that old movie Ben-Hur and get a perspective on how sweet leprosy is.
Well, at that time, they were outcast. They couldn't come up around anyone. They had to shout, unclean, 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 if someone even approached them. So they had the cliffs and caves and places to stay in, back in those days. One other time, and we go break. I know that when Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, she was struck by leprosy, and the whole camp had to wait for her for 7 days. She had to go outside the camp and wait by herself. And then once she waited those 7 days prescribed by the Lord, she came back in, was checked out, verified, and they could move on. But it was a you were excommunicated from the community, and to think something like that has been sent across the border and could spread. I know that they're trying to do everything they can to black it out and not let that information get out. But those are the things that we're dealing with an open border that the news doesn't want to report, besides the drug, besides the pedophilia and the drug trafficking, I mean the child trafficking, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
All right.
Not good. Well, on that happy note, we're going to have a little salute to capitalism. Everybody has 2 minutes to reconnoiter and look up leprosy and refresh their memory on how not awesome that is. And we'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Ana sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said? Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Go, Jim. It's a little mea culpa to your relatives after my harsh comments about the grocery store tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Good thing it's not on that radio, so that's, you know, it'd be a luxury.
I was looking on the break. I was looking for songs about leprosy, and, you know, there actually are some. They're parodies of Beatles songs, which I thought was pretty funny. I'll have to do a little more reconnoitering on that. How do you get rid of it?
How does leprosy, I mean, do they even have that in South America? I mean, are there places down there that have leprosy? How do we end up with that in L.A.?
You guys will remember a couple of years ago, I gave a classified briefing at the closed-door briefing at the Arizona legislature, and I brought two colleagues in to help me, and one was a nationally recognized medical expert. And we gave a closed door briefing to state leaders across the state, not just legislators, but educators, other elected officials, corporate leaders, community leaders. And the reason it was closed doors because I was releasing information to them about what was already coming across the border and the medical problems that were coming with them and how serious these were. We're not talking about just dysentery or lice or something like that. We were talking all these types of issues and how America's not prepared and how the CDC is not prepared and hospitals are not prepared and the increase in tuberculosis that forms that we have not even seen in this nation. And they're drug resistant. So all of this was discussed in a closed-door setting, and the report was secure. And then I think I sent it to you. It's rather somewhat long, but it was reclassified. It was opened up, and it was able to then go to the public. And I have since sent it out publicly a couple of different times all over so people could really start to look at this thing. There's a serious, serious problem that is already in the United States because enough of these people have come into the United States, and they've come from parts of the world that they've never seen doctors. There are no health records. There are no hygiene like we have, trainings. The conditions are beyond deplorable, and they have survived. Others in their communities have died. So those that are coming are the survivors because they've developed immunities to these very serious diseases. Diseases that Americans have never seen and our medical community has not treated. This is not just my opinion. These are really the stated opinions, the learned opinions of our medical experts. So there is a terribly, terribly serious problem here. Not only at the border, but now it's worked its way interiorly to the United States. And I got to tell you, I really don't know what the answer is. Somebody better step up and stop playing politics and start taking care of our nation.
Well,
we're in very serious trouble.
Is leprosy something that you have to just get it and then get treated, or do they actually have vaccines for leprosy?
Highly contagious. And there are treatments if you catch it in the extreme early stages, but what's happening in L.A. is that it has incubated and it has now manifested and it's already in somewhat late stages. So I don't know what the answer is, that I'll find out and I'll even email you back and let you know. But my understanding is what is now breaking out in L.A. is really nothing to laugh at, and I don't mean that in a funny way or in a pun. I mean, this is a very serious health problem, and they better get on it like yesterday. And even when they get on it aggressively, this is going to be an uphill battle because you've got people who are carriers, and you've got people who are contracted already, meaning they've already contracted, but it hasn't manifested.
Right,
so they'll spread. I'll spread it. I mean, this is a.
You can't bring somebody with leprosy into a hospital, infect everybody in the hospital.
That's why they had them out on 100 acres, way, way out. It was several layers of protocol to even get in.
Wow.
I think the Center for Disease Control with Lyell-Med, or even the World Health Organization, is if you look at those sites, or if you see the devastation of leprosy with missing digits and facial features, and it's not something you want to review, but it's a fact and it's out there. And how we treat or don't treat, that's just one part. And Lyle knows this. I had we live in Texas, and I think a lot of times they send these people to malls or they send them to airports, and they send them to areas where a lot of people transit. And this past December, I went to the doctor with, he said, we cannot detect what type of virus you have. You seem to have a virus we haven't seen before. And so it developed into a pneumonia, then double pneumonia. It took me almost 10 weeks, with three rounds of antibiotics and other things to fight something. They didn't know what it was. And that's just a simple, not just a sample of what can come up through the United States and what they're hoping with not only the cost of it, with people that are sick, that miss work, the economy, the cost of trying to control it, the cost of trying to come up with treatment. That's just one small aspect of what they're doing to target this country. As we said before, they are sending, Lyle calls them invaders, and I call them marauders, that are armed and they are well trained and physically fit. They bring with them women that have been abducted for the sex trade industry. They bring with them, as we talked about last week, children that are no relationship to them. And once these women, if they are able to get within the confines of security, and someone asking them, the border They tell them how many times they've been molested, just in transit from where they've come up, through some of those countries. So, this is an orchestrated effort, and it's amazing that these same Democrats under a previous administration had wanted a border, and they were very poignant about how they pointed out the dangers. Now they have looked and they see the dangers that are coming, but they also see, you know, sadly enough, potential votes. But it fits in with the orders that they're given, and that is there will be open borders. We're going to try, and you see the president fighting with the Federal Reserve regularly, even a gentleman that he appointed, doing everything they can to stop this economy from going forward. And we talk about how the Democrats want a recession for 2020. So when you put all of that together, it takes a lot of strategy. It takes a lot of financing. It takes a dark and evil heart to try and do that to a nation that is the most generous nation on the face of the earth. Whenever there's a disaster, we're the first ones to give. Whenever it's natural or whether it's the terrorist attacks,
right,
we always respond as the American people. And yet they do not like that. They want to see their form of government and their form of thinking so that as people now want free everything, that you rely on the government for everything, on what to eat. They tell you what to eat. I think the last administration was trying to eliminate, you know, soda pop. And
yeah, they were the lunch
whatever,
boys.
Yeah. It's just whatever they want you to eat, what they want you to drive, the climate, you know, environment, control and tip and those other things. So people look and say, really? Is that really going on?
Yep,
it
all day.
An hour to list out some of these names and the people involved and the funding involved, and people are shocked, even people that you think that are in the know.
Hey, Jim, let's hit some of that when we come back, because honestly, if you guys are good for it, we should name names. People ought to know who we're talking about, because honestly, CNN isn't going to tell them. Well, actually, CNN's a good place to start, because most of them are contributors. So
yeah,
we'll take a break.
Anyway, got to take a really quick break. We'll be right back with our guests, Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stocksdale. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. So Bill was kind of curious. Do you guys think they're doing that on purpose?
Sending people across the border that are infected.
Absolutely.
To bring us down?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Holy
That's mackerel. Part of the whole plan. You want to bankrupt the nation, and you want to devalue the dollar and all the other stuff. It's not one. It's a plethora of things that they have planned. So you have sex trade involved. You have pedophilia involved. You have sacrifices involved. You have these militants that come in, and they're dispatched to particular cities, MI-13 and others that the president's talked about. When they come across the border, it's not like we say in Texas, a cow at a new gate. They know that this group is heading to Detroit and joining that cell. This group is heading to Houston, and they will be set up with weapons. And so these are militias that are all around the country. So when they come across the border, they have a strategy and they have a plan. This is not happenstance. The diseases is just part of it. the pedophilia and some of the others. I want to say this, that I know that this Jeffrey Epstein, quote-unquote, committed suicide. And we know that in the past, with particular people that ran for president and had a large foundation, that there was a body trail of people that were set to testify against them and never made it to court. And I guess I think of the young man that had two bullets in the back of his head, and he was robbed in Washington, but he still had his wallet and his watch on his wrist. So it's ironic that he was a robbery victim. But I want to say this, when you start naming names, it is a serious business, and you can jeopardize family, you can jeopardize friends. So let me say this, and I want to read this from one of my presentations by prefacing this to say, a culture doesn't change. You may change the pieces of the players, but the culture that's prevalent does not change. And I'll say this, being from South Louisiana, most of my relatives are Catholic. My mother was Catholic. My dad, who knows what he was. So when I mention this, with over a billion members of the Catholic Church, I'm not talking about the Catholic Church, the people, that there are many millions of them that love the Lord, that serve the Lord faithfully, that honor him, going to heaven. These are great and wonderful people. What I'm about to read does not indict them because they're good people. This is the very top echelon. But this goes back to 2016, and I want to read this, and you kind of get your feedback, Aaron and Bill. It said, Jesuit Superior General Adolf Pinchon, also known as the Black Pope and addressed as Father General, announced suddenly this week that he will resign from his office as the next general at the next General Congress of the Jesuits. This was October 2016. Pinchon is the third top Vatican official to resign while in office after being prosecuted by the ICLCJ, that is the International Common Law Court of Justice, for crimes against humanity. Former Pope Benedict Joseph Ratzinger abdicated on February 11, 2013, barely 2 weeks before this group, the Court of Justice, found him guilty of complicity in child trafficking and murder. Another primary defendant in the same case, Vatican Secretary of State Bartone, also resigned after the verdict. Similarly, a criminal lawsuit being conducted by the Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels that commenced in 2014, several witnesses gave their deposition in the court, claiming that they witnessed Pinchon participate in child rape and sacrifice rituals connected to the notorious Jesuit-run Ninth Circle, a satanic cult within the Vatican, during the years 2009-2010. Then on October 14, 2016, Reverend Sosa was elected by the 36th General Congregation to lead the largest Catholic male religious order. And like the Pope, the Jesuit Superior General is elected for life. So you have the top three people within the Vatican, the Black Pope side, that resigned or pleaded guilty to the International Court, Judicial Court, for pedophilia, child sacrifice, and murder, meaning the sacrifices were deceased after the process. This is just one part. This is just one element that makes up, like an octopus, the different arms that reach out for this dark state. These are institutions that people look at. It's its own nation within Italy. It is powerful. It has its own bank. And we can see in the United States and some of the cities where they have indicted 30, 40, 50 different priests over several year period of time for sex abuse and other things. So that's just one look at the pedophilia that's involved, the child trafficking, and the sacrifices and the murder that is part of all of this. There are others. Lyle, if you want to take up a few of the others, you're welcome to take it.
Well, just real quickly, I'm going to follow on what Jim says. Starting Monday, starting tomorrow in U.S. District Court in Colorado, a massive lawsuit will begin, and it's against the Knights of Columbus. And the charges that are now going to federal court, and the trial starts tomorrow, are racketeering, fraud, deception, and theft, among some other charges. There are, I'm looking at the charges, I'm looking at the article that was filed with the court. This lawsuit is unbelievable. It is massive, it is serious, and it's going to be far-reaching, and it is going to, there's going to be a lot of names brought forward. Insurance companies are involved in this. The fraud that has occurred for, I don't know how many years, I haven't read the full petition, but the fraud, the alleged fraud that has occurred, the numbers of people, the racketeering of funds and people and organizations, this will be a very, very revealing trial that begins tomorrow in U.S. District Court in Colorado. So that falls right in line with what Jim's just reading and talking about. And I'll go a step further. They're not alone. Boy Scouts are involved in their own set of pedophilia. Different other church denominations that I'm aware of right now, there's three additional church denominations that are involved separately from what we've already named. And so when we talk about a storm of justice coming to this country, what we're talking about is a storm that is without precedent, that will reveal the deep, deep, dark, hellacious, diabolic schemes of the enemy to remove this nation from a covenant that was made at our founding and to remove us from our Judeo-Christian foundations. And it's been going on for a very long time.
And on that note, Lyle, we have to take a break for the news. I'm sorry, and we'll come back.
Okay.
I want to pick this up on the other side because
we're doing it.
It's
in 8 seconds. You're listening to We the People. Join us online. We the People Radio.us.
Good job, Bill. Yeah, something like that.